طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. This is our 20th session for Arabic lessons in Hadith level 2, Islamic University of Medina program. This is our last Hadith from this book, the last Hadith for this course, or at least for this part of it. I just want to mention quickly that because of the time of the Iqamah being changed to 12:30, the time for this class should be beginning at 12:45. Okay, that is the time for the class now, but because today the prayers were combined, so now it's 1 o'clock. So the time that we have for the class today is very short. Okay, so we're going to try to be brief and still try to complete whatever we can from the class and do whatever is necessary to do to get through, you know, this class today. So hopefully we'll at least be able to cover the hadith and the basic points that are mentioned in the lesson. Perhaps we won't have any time to mention any further clarification, but just in case I forget, inshallah, next week, whatever we weren't able to take from this hadith today, maybe next week we'll take a few minutes for that. Next week is going to be for review from the hadith, from the beginning, from 1 until 20. Next week is going to be for review. And whoever wants to write, after we do review, we're going to give you a chance to write. If you want to do the first 10 hadith, 10, or if you want to do all 20, either way, it's your choice. You can do from 1 through 10, or you can do from 1 through 20. We're going to review first part of the class, we're going to review all the hadith from 1 through 20. And after that, we're going to give you a chance to write. The time you have to write out the hadith is as long as you like. I'm here until Isha. Take as much time as you like. No problem. We're not going to rush you to write. Okay? So let's get started, inshallah. I hope that that's clear. Next week, we're going to review from 1 through 20, and then we're going to give you a chance to write. If you want to write 10, or you want to write 20, as you like. No problem.
For the writing, you need to do the tashkil for the writing?
Not necessary. Yani, if you put it, it's better. If you put it, it's better. Yani, if we have some people that got the same mark on the paper, then whoever has written a little better, they will be first, right? Like this. But inshallah, we're not going to be very hard. It will be easy, inshallah. That's why I'm saying you can take 10 or you can take 20. Whatever is easy for you. But everybody should know at least 10 hadith. In the beginning of this class, we said that everybody should memorize at least half of the hadith. We said that in the beginning. Most half of the hadith is not even 10 words. Okay, so there's no reason why anybody shouldn't come next week ready to write at least 10 hadith.
Sure.
All right?
That's writing only. I thought you said we're not doing it from memory.
We're going to do it from memory.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do it from memory. We're going to write from memory.
Not
looking in the book.
Okay.
All right, let's get started. Time is short, okay? Okay, today this is our 20th hadith. We're on page 46 at Dars al-Ishruna. At Dars al-Ishruna. The 20th lesson. An Abi Hurairah رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حق المسلم على المسلم خمس رد السلام وعيادة المريض واتباع الجنائز وإجابة الدعوة وتشميت العاطس متفق عليه. Again, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, on the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, حق المسلم على المسلم خمس. The right of the Muslim upon the Muslim is five. The rights of a Muslim upon the other Muslims are five. There are five rights. Some hadith says six, and there are other hadith that mention other rights of a Muslim. This hadith mentions five. Doesn't mean that they are the only rights of a Muslim. This is what the Prophet ﷺ mentioned on this occasion. The rights of a Muslim upon other Muslims are five. Khamsun. Five matters. Five, affairs that he has a right in those affairs over the other Muslims. The first of them is Raddu Salam. That means responding to the Salam. The person says, Assalamu Alaikum. They have a right that you will respond to them. Raddu salam. That you return the salams. with equal to it or better than it. And at least equal to it. The second one, وَعِيَادَةُ الْمَرِيدِ. يعني عِيَادَةُ الْمَرِيدِ, visiting the sick person. Visiting the sick person. A person is sick at home, in the hospital, wherever, visiting the sick. This is a right that a marid has over the other Muslims. And is this right fard ayn, fard kifaya? Yani, this is another discussion. Today we're not going to do it, but in any case, think about it, you know. وَاتِّبَاعُ الْجَنَائِزِ. اتِّبَاعُ means يعني following here. It has other meanings. اتِّبَاعُ الْجَنَائِزِ. الْجَنَائِزِ is the plural of جَنَازَة. جَنَازَة means the dead person, the body of the deceased. Following the body of the deceased. اتِّبَاعُ وَاتِّبَاعُ الْجَنَائِزِ. وَإِجَابَةُ الدَّعْوَةِ. إِجَابَةُ الدَّعْوَةِ يعني answering, accepting the da'wah, yani the invitation. Somebody invites you to have a meal, yani answering the invitation, accepting it, responding to it. Ijabatu da'awati. Wa tashmit al-aatisi. Tashmit al-aatisi, yani what it means, yani shar'an, in the sharia, what is intended here by this expression? It means if a person sneezes and they say alhamdulillah, then you should make dua for them and say, Ya Rahmakallah. And if a person sneezes and they say, Alhamdulillah. They didn't say, Alhamdulillah, they don't have any right. But if they sneeze and it's Alhamdulillah, they have a right that you what? Yani, make dua for them. Ya Rahmakallah. May Allah have mercy upon you. Muttafaqun alayhi. Yani, this hadith is agreed upon by the two Imams, Al Imam Al Bukhari and Al Imam Muslim, Rahimahumullah. Quickly, I want you to know that in this hadith, after yani the mention of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says haqqul muslim, yani haqq is the mubtada, al muslimi is mudawfun ilayhi. Haqq is the mubtada, it's marfu'un, yani the subject of the sentence. Ala al muslimi, yani ja'a al majrur, yani preposition and the noun that follows it. Khamsun is the khabar of this sentence. Yani the mubtada is the haqq. What is the right? There are five. Khamsun. Raddu salam is yani taking the is the tafsir, the meaning of khamsun. What is khamsun? Five? Khamsun means yani there are five and they are raddu salam. So it's as though you're saying haqqul muslim ala al muslim, raddu salam. Haqqul muslim ala al muslim, khamsun. Get rid of khamsun and say haqqul muslim ala al muslim, raddu salam. Yani here raddu salam became the khabar. Yani because it's the explanation of the khabar. The five, what are they? Raddu salam. That's why it's marfu'un. Raddu as-salami is mudawfun ilayhi majrur. Wa iyadat should be yani this should be what? Iyadatu. Yani why should it be iyadatu? Because this waw al-atif, this waw al-atif, it's connecting it to rad. Raddu salam wa iyadatu al-maridi. وَعِيَادَةُ الْمَرِيدِ يعني visiting the sick. وَاتِّبَاعُ again is معتوف on رَدُّ, taking the definition of خَمْسُ. اتِّبَاعُ الْجَنَائِزِ مُضَوْفٌ إِلَيْهِ مَجْرُوهُ. وَاوَ الْعَاطِفُ again also, what else is from the five? إِجَابَةُ الدَّعْوَةِ مُضَوْفٌ إِلَيْهِ مَجْرُوهُ. وَاوَ الْعَاطِفُ again, تَشْمِيتُ العاطسي. متفقنا عليه. Any question about the words in this hadith, expression or any grammatical point? Anything that's not clear in this hadith? Now. The direct definition of it is not, yani it's not from the linguistic definition. Has nothing to do with this at all. That's why I said this is the shar'i definition that's explained by the scholars of Islam, how the Prophet ﷺ used it. He used it to mean yani, and there are some scholars who talked about the linguistic meaning of it, and yani it's a little bit you know, it will be time consuming. So maybe if next week inshallah we take a few minutes for this hadith, we'll read yani what's said in some of the linguistic books or the scholars of language concerning this meaning. But it's not directly from the meaning of the yani linguistic meaning that's obvious. So any question about the words in the hadith, the vocabulary words, or all the words known? What is the meaning of haq, muslim, khams, salam, marid, iyada, any of those words not clear? No. Tashmit. Tashmit, al-atas means making dua for the sick person if they said alhamdulillah when they sneeze. Anyway, we'll look at it, what's here in the notes here, but just, I mean, the surface meaning. Yani, the hadith is clear, what's the meaning of it. As we attempt to memorize it, we should know what's the meaning of the words. Okay, let's look at what we have in our notes concerning the meaning of some of these words or these expressions. And as I said, keeping in mind that these are five rights of a Muslim over another Muslim, they are not the only rights that a Muslim has. And other hadith says six, and other hadith mention some other things besides those six, these five or those six. Okay? So the first word that came in the notes under the hadith is al-haqqu. Al-haqqu. Al-haqqu means what?
Right.
Okay, it means right?
Truth.
Huh? Truth? Naam. Here the meaning of it is right. Yani, the obligation that you have, that you have to fulfill to someone else. It is their right and your obligation. Haq here means their right and your obligation. Okay, al-haq, jam'uhu huquq. And its plural is huquq. So the meaning here, haq al-muslim al-muslim, khamsun, yani huquq al-muslim. The rights, not one right, but huquq. What is intended by haq here? Haq al-muslim, mean huquq al-muslim. The rights of a Muslim. The second word, khamsun. What is meant by five? The rights of a Muslim or Muslim are five. What is meant by five? A khamsu khisalin. Khamsu khisalin. Five, yani, matters. Five affairs. Al khisal, yani, it is the plural of khaslatun. Khaslatun. Wa jam'uhu khisal. Yani, khasla means a characteristic or quality. Here it means, yani, five things. Five matters. That are the rights of a Muslim over other Muslims. The next word. Aada fulanun marida. Al-marida. Yani aada, the verb here, past tense verb, aada ya'udu, is in reference to which word here? Iyada. Iyada is the masdar from aada ya'udu. Okay, pay attention to this word here, because yani, the linguistic meaning of it, if you don't know it already, you need to understand it carefully. Aada fulanun marida. It means so and so visited the sick person. Visited the sick person. Ay zarahu. Zarahu. He visited him. Zara means to visit. In general, aada means to visit specifically a sick person. Huh? Zara means visiting generally. But if you're visiting a sick person, you say aadahu. Aadahu, because aada here, it means what? Visiting of a sick person, specifically visiting a sick person. Okay, so the meaning of aada, it means zara. Zara al-marid. He visited a sick person. Wal mudari from aada, ya'udu. Aada, ya'udu. And the masdar, ayyadatun. The masdar, the infinitive, ayyadatun. Yani visiting. Huh? Naam. أما عاد بمعنى رجع فمصدره عودة. يعني أما عاد بمعنى رجع. يعني another meaning of عاد is رجع, means to return. Here that's not the meaning, right? عاد المريض, we don't mean return to the مريض, we mean زار المريض. So here we're saying what? That the word, the verb عاد has two meanings. It means visiting a sick person, or it means to return. يعني هو عاد إلى المسجد بعد يعني صلاة العصر. He returned to the رجع إلى المسجد. عاد رجع. But here the meaning in this hadith is not the meaning of عاد رجع. The meaning of here is what? زار المريض. I hope it's clear. يعني the verb عاد يعود, its masdar is عيادة. But if you mean by aada raja'a, then the masdar for it is what? Auda. Not iyada. Auda. Yani if you mean by aada raja'a, the masdar is not iyada. The masdar is auda. Auda tun. Huh?
That's with the hadith where it says, falamma walla adahu sa.
Da'ahu. Da'ahu. He called him.
Okay.
Naam. Okay, the next word, al-maridu, jam'uhu marubah. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جمعه مرضى, يعني the جمع of مريض is مرضى, means a group of sick people. وضده الصحي, وضده ضد what? ضد المريض. The opposite of المريض is الصحي. يعني if a person is sick we call him المريض, هو مريض. But if he's well we say هو صحي. صحي like صحي البخاري. نعم نعم, same word. صحي means authentic. It also means one who is healthy, one who is healthy. صحيح هو الصحيح. يعني the best charity the person gives is when he's what? صحيح شحيح. Anyway, when he's healthy and he's stingy, that's not wanting to give it up. But if he gives it up even though, then that means that's excellent for him. If he gave it up when he's healthy, expecting to live a long time, and he's also stingy, he doesn't want to give up his money. If he gives then, this is greatly rewarded by Allah. Because Allah knows that he has really done something. Person is about to die and he gives it up, no benefit. I mean some benefit, but it's decreased. That's khalas, he knows he can't use it, he's dying. But if he's healthy and he's intending to be using it, then that means it's more rewardable to give it up that time. Huh?
So that's so, like you said, the sahih is like, if the word is, well, we know sahih means correct, right?
I mean, that's one of the meanings of it.
But in this case,
it means healthy.
Healthy, like he's good, other words.
He's healthy, yes. Yeah, yeah, he's healthy. Yeah. Sahih yeah. means he doesn't have any defect,
yeah.
any problem, any yani physical or mental issues. Siha. And asihha also. طيب, the next word اتبع, يعني the past tense اتبع يتبع اتباع. اتبع الشيء, huh? What does it mean? اتبع الشيء, it means سار رواءه. اتبع الشيء means سار, that he went along, وراءه, behind it, he followed it, he traveled behind it, he's behind it, following it, coming behind it, he's going along, following behind something. Sara wara'ahu, that means ittaba'a ash-shay'a. So the meaning in this hadith means that the person is following the deceased person, following the body, for example, to the cemetery. طيب, the mudari of ittaba'a is yattabi'u. Yani this shadda on the ta, ittaba'a, ittaba'a, yat shadda again, yattabi'u. And the masdar, ittiba'un, with shadda on the ta, ittiba'un. Okay, on page 47, the rest of the words that are contained in this lesson, al-janazatu. Al-janazatu means al-mayyitu. Al-janaza means what? Al-mayyitu. Yani the person who has died, the dead person, the body of a deceased person, is al-janaza, al-mayyit. And the plural, jam'uha, جنائزو. جنائزو يعني جنائزو على وزن مفاعلو يعني ممنوع من الصرف. It doesn't take تنوين. جنائز. طيب, the next word رد, يعني this is a past tense verb. رد, رد يرد. Okay, the meaning of رد here, it has different meanings. The meaning of رد here is أجاب. أجاب يجيب. أجاب means he answered, he responded. Otherwise, radda also means, or radda alayhi, to refute. He refuted him. But here we mean what? Radda ajab. He didn't refute him. He answered him. He answered him. Yani somebody, huh? Also, yes, yeah. But here it means what? Ajab. It means to answer, to respond to. Yani a person sneeze, and they said, Alhamdulillah. And you responded to them. And you said what? يرحمك الله. Oh, I'm sorry, رد السلام. نعم, رد السلام means a person gave salams, also the same meaning, but a person gave salams and you responded to them. A person يعني sneezes, alhamdulillah, you responded to them. رد here means أجاب. المضاري يرد, رد يرد. And the masdar رد. Notice that the فعل ماضي is رد with fatha, and the masdar is raddun with tanween. Tanween. Okay, so the fi'l madi and the masdar have the same form, except that the verb doesn't take tanween and the noun takes tanween. The verb doesn't take tanween, so it has a single vowel, radda. And the masdar is a noun, so it takes alif lam or tanween. The next word, ajaba. Ajaba. Yani the meaning of radda we said is ajaba. Ajaba is the past tense form of the verb. The present tense form of the verb is yujibu. Yujibu. Ajaba, yujibu. Like aqama, yuqimu. The amra, the command form, the imperative form, ajib. Ajib. Naam. Like we saw in the exercise a lot of time, ajib an al-as'ila al-atiya. Ajib, answer, respond. The masdar, ijabatun. Ijabatun, answering, responding. The next word, ad-da'wa. And this word, yani, is a common word that we usually use for what? To mean what?
To call
people to Islam. Da'wa ila Allah. Calling people to Allah, right? Invitation to Islam. Ad-da'wa. Here, yani, the same word, yani, ad-da'wa. The mass, ad-da'wa, it says, ad-da'wa is the masdar of the verb, past tense verb, da'a. Da'a. The past tense verb, da'a. Present tense of it is not written here. Yada'u. Da'a, yada'u. This is a fi'l naqis. Yani mu'tal al-lam. Defective verb. Has a weak letter on the end of it. Okay? Da'a, yada'u. So, ad-da'awatu is the masdar, the infinitive, inviting. Huh? Or calling. Or, yani in this case, yani means what? Yani ijabatu da'wa. Yani it means here, the da'wa here is an invitation from someone to eat some food. And you are responding, accepting it. A da'wa, it is the masdar of da'a. Taqulu, here are examples of how it's used. Yani the verb da'a, you say, da'autu an-nasa. What? I invited the people. When, what is the meaning here? Da'autu an-nasa? Idha talabtahum li ya'kulu indaka. Yani, you say da'autu an-nas when you mean, when you have done what? When you have requested those people to have something to eat with you at your place. Yani, at your home, or your office, or wherever, yani you are set up at, and you're inviting the people to come to your place and have some food with you. You say what? Da'autu an-nas. Da'autu an-nas. I invited them to have some food. Okay, so the word ad-da'wa here, it means an invitation to have some food, but we know that it has also many other meanings. Yani da'a means to call, to invite, to supplicate, and so on. The next word, atasa. Yani, ayn, ta, and seen. A, ta, sa. Huh? Past tense verb. Ya'tisu. Ya'tisu. Is the mudari. The present tense, utasun. I'm sorry, the present tense is ya'tisu. The masdar, the infinitive, is utasun. Yani, atasa means to sneeze. Atasa, he sneezed. Ya'tisu, he is sneezing. Al-masdar, utasun, means, yani, the act of sneezing. The verb, the noun that has the meaning of action of sneezing. The ism fa'il, the one who sneezes, is atisun, atisun. Yani, a person, if he is sneezing, you say, who are atis? Yani, he is sneezing. Okay, after this, the last word here is shammata. In the book it has shammita. It should be shammata. Shammata al-aatis. Shammata yushammitu. Shammata al-aatis. Yani, the meaning of that, you shammat to the aatis, the person who is sneezing. Yani, it means qala lahu, that he said to him, Yarhamukallah. And we must add here, that is, if the sneezer said, Alhamdulillah. Yani, the meaning of Shammata al-Atis, Naam, akhi.
Yeah, my question, is it the right of the, after you say your hamakulah, is it the right of the person who said that to say yadikumullah?
Yes. Yes. And of course, today we don't, you know, we don't have a lot of time because we have a lot of exercises with this lesson, and time is almost finished, right? We'll take a few extra minutes to try to finish the, you know, the questions quickly. But in any case, next week, inshallah, we'll take a few minutes just to go over some of the meaning of this hadith. What is the meaning of haqq here? Yani, and so on. Yani, exactly, does it mean that it's obligatory on every individual, on the people as a whole, whatever. Yani, this is something that we could look at, inshallah. Okay, shammata al-'atas means that, yani, he shammata al-'atas means that he said to him, yarhamukallah, may Allah have mercy upon you. The mudari is yushammitu. Shammata yushammitu. The masdar is tashmit. Yani, the same form as second form of the verb, thulathi mazid, like allama yuallimu ta'alim. Or darrasa yudarrisu tadris. Okay, you have what? Shammata yushammitu tashmit. Okay, these are the end of the words that they mention here. As far as the questions with this lesson, two sets of questions as usual, a lot of questions. Ajib amma ya'ati. Answer what follows. The first question, ma haqqul muslim ala al muslim? Yani, what is the right of the Muslim on the Muslim? In one word. In one word. Naam? Khams. Khamsun. Khamsun. The right of Muslim on the Muslim are five. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حق المسلم على المسلم خمس فما هذه الخصال الخمس التي ذكرها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The question here was, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said the right of a Muslim of a Muslim are five. So what are these five characteristics or qualities or rights which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned here? Naam. رد السلام وإيادة المريض, visiting the sick, ittibal janaz, following the deceased, ijabat al-dawah, answering the invitation to have some food, wa tashmit al-atas, yani saying may Allah have mercy upon you to the sneezer if he says alhamdulillah. Question number three, kayfa naruddu as-salam, yani one of the rights of a Muslim is raddu as-salam, returning the salam, responding to the salam. How do we return salams? Wa alaykum as-salam. Wa rahmatullah. That's the answer. بِمِثْلِهِ أَوْ أَحْسَن مِنْهُ. With the likeness of it or better than it. Yani Allah says return it with what? With that which is better than it. Or at least equal to it. Or at least equal to it. But what is better is that you return a better, yani, dua than what they gave. It's that you give a better dua. But if not, at least equal to it. Naam. Well, in any case, whatever they're saying, put it in the trash pail. The Prophet ﷺ said, if a person says assalamu alaikum, then you say to them wa alaikum assalam. Better than that, wa rahmatullah. Better than that, wa barakatuh. Yani, at least wa alaykum assalam. But it is better to add to it and say wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This requires some discussion. We don't have time. What is the meaning of ma mana tashmit al atis? What is the meaning of tashmit al atis, Mustafa? Naam, if the sneezing person says alhamdulillah, then you say to them yarhamukallah. Page 48, continue the questions from the first group of questions, number 5. Ila aina nattabi'u al-janaiza. Ila aina, what's the meaning of the question?
Where?
To where shall we follow the deceased or the dead people? Where shall we follow them to? إلى الكبور إلى المقبرة. نعم, to the cemetery. إلى المقبرة or إلى مقبرة. يعني both of them يعني came المقبر والمقبرة والتاء مربوطة. Question number 6. ما معنى إجابة الدعوة؟ What is the meaning of إجابة الدعوة؟
إذا طلب المسلم المسلم يجب علينا أن نجيب الدعوة.
نجيب الدعوة. نعم.
إذا طلبنا المسلم أن نأكل عنده.
نعم. يعني if somebody requested from us to come and eat with them, have something to eat, يعني إجابة الدعوة means to respond, to answer, to go accept the invitation. إتيان إلى البيت للطعام. Question number 7. أكمل الحديث حق المسلم على المسلم خمس. Complete the rest of the hadith. نعم. رد السلام.
رد السلام وعيادة المريض.
وعيادة المريض. قبض عيادة المريض. After that is جنازة. اتباع الجنائز. وإجابة الدعوة وتشميع العاطس. بارك الله فيكم. Question number 8. من الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث حق المسلم على المسلم خمس؟ من الصحابي؟ أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه هو الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث. ومن المحدث الذي أخرجه؟ Who is the scholar who collected it? نعم. الإمام مسلم. الإمام البخاري رحمهم الله. Second set of questions. يعني we over time a couple of minutes. We're going to try to finish these questions. A lot of questions, right? ما معنى عاد المريضة؟ What is the meaning of he visited the sick? زاره. He visited يعني a sick person. عاد المريض زاره. ما مصدره؟ What is the infinitive from عاد here? عيادة. يعني at this meaning the infinitive, the masdar is عيادة. يعني عاد يعود عيادة. وما مصدر عاد بمعنى رجع. What is the masdar for the verb عاد يعود when you mean by it رجع؟ عودة. عين واو دال تاء مربوطة. عودة. Question number 2. ما معنى اتبع الشيء؟ What is the meaning of اتبع الشيء؟ He followed something. سار وراءه. يعني he traveled behind it. وما مصدره؟ And what is the infinitive from اتبع يتبع؟
اتباع.
يعني like from the طريقة أهل السنة is what اتباع آثار رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم باطنا وظاهرا. نعم. Question number 3. هاتي المضاري والأمر والمصدر من أجابة. مضاري أمر والمصدر from أجابة. نعم.
مجيب
أجابة يجيب. أجب is the أمر command form and the مصدر إجابة. إجابة. Question number 4. هاتي المضاري والمصدر واسم فاعل من عطسة. Okay. مضاري مصدر and the اسم فاعل. Okay, what's the مضاري from يعطس and the مصدر ضمة عطاس and the اسم فاعل the one who does the action عاطس. نعم. Question number 5. ما معنى الجنازة؟ What is the meaning of الجنازة؟ الميت, the deceased. وما جمعها and what is the plural of الجنازة؟ جنائز. جنائز. Question number 6. هاتي المضاري والمصدر من شمتة. The مضاري and the مصدر. What is the مضاري of شمتة؟ يشمت. And the مصدر تشميت. تشميت. Question number 7. ما معدود خمس؟ يعني what is the معدود of خمس is the عدد. What is the معدود؟ خصال. What do we mean by معدود?
The thing that's being counted.
Yani the adad is the number and the thing that you're counting or numbering is called the ma'adud. So the ma'adud in this hadith of khams is khamsa خصال يعني خصلة. And that is, this is the ma'adud in the saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, حق المسلم على المسلم خمس. Question number 8, ما جمع المريض وما ضده. What is the جمع of مريض? مرضى. With ألف مكسورة. With ألف مكسورة. مرضى. And the opposite of it is? الصحيح. المريض الصحيح. ما جمع الحق. What is the plural of حق? حقوق. And on page 49, the last question. أدخل كل كلمة مما يأتي في جملة مفيدة. يعني enter or use each of the following sentences in a beneficial, I mean each of the following words in a beneficial sentence. يعني complete sentence. عيادة, first sentence. نعم أبو بكر.
عيادة المريض حق المسلم.
نعم, عيادة المريض حق المسلم, على المسلم. طيب الجنازة. What is the sentence for الجنازة؟ صلينا على الجنازة بالأمس. يعني yesterday. أجاب. أجاب يجيب. أجاب. نعم موسى.
أجاب الطالب مدرسه.
أجاب الطالب مدرسه أو سؤال المدرس. نعم. عطس. عطس. نعم.
إذا عطس عهدكم فليقول الحمد لله.
نعم. إذا عطس عهدكم فليقول. فليقول. الحمد لله. Then he must say الحمد لله in order for us to say يرحمك الله. ويقول صاحبه يرحمك الله. ويقول صاحبه, صاحبه فاعل مرفوع بالضمة. ويقول صاحبه يرحمك الله. طيب تم بعون الله تعالى, يعني by the help of Allah, the Most High, we have completed this series of 20 hadith. We're going to stop here. We actually did go over time. But I want to just say, just so that will be crystal clear to everyone. Yani, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. This class is finished. We finished these hadith. But what remains is muraja'ah. We're going to take one day for muraja'ah. We're going to review the hadith from 1 through 20. Okay, please come prepared. Please come prepared to recite from memory well. To recite well. And you prepare yourself.
Sister sent out the
question. Can somebody pass that to me? Please help me.
Chef, you said recite from memory.
We're going to recite from memory.
Uh-huh.
Review, in review. Okay? And then after that, you have as much time as you need to write out the questions. You can write. You can choose to do only 10. If you feel, you know, good with 10.
Any 10 or?
We're going to be easy, inshallah. But, I mean, work with me, inshallah. We're trying to make it as simple as possible. No problem, no problem. You can't look in the book. No, it's not open book, no. No, it's not open book. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, we're going to trust you. You have to stay here and do it, though. You can't go to McDonald's and do it. You have to do it here in the masjid. Because we know if you're in the masjid, you're going to be thinking about Allah. So you're not going to be looking in no book. All right? No, we're going to have all classes next week. But whoever wants to write, you can take your time and write now, later, whatever you want to write. No problem. Okay? So please come prepared to write 10 hadith or 20 hadith. And inshallah, we're going to have some kind of gift of something, yani, for those who write. For those who write, inshallah. First part of the class is review. Second part is going to be writing the hadith. Please come prepared. And do the best you can. Don't just give up and say, I can't do it. Do something. Even if you write some of them, write something. Yani, it's not going to be posted on a board, how many you got right or wrong. We're not going to do that. But, yani, participate. Inshallah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. We're going to start in 1 minute. We're going to start in 1 minute. Please, if you're in the second class, don't go far.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, the question of the sisters. I'm sorry. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. There are two ahadith with extra words. Please give us the correct spelling for those extra words. Hadith number 2 and hadith number 6. Okay, don't worry about the extra words. You don't have to worry about them. But in any case, what is hadith number 2? Is the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Yani, in the book it has قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن المؤمن القوي خير وحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف. We added to it, وَفِي كُلٍ خَيْرٌ. If you don't put those words, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Hadith number 6 is عن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه قال إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذ حرير فجعله في يمينه وأخذ ذهبا فجعله في شماله ثم قال إن هذين حرام على ذكور أمتي. We added to that from the narration of Ibn Majah, وَحِلٌّ لِإِنَاثِهِمْ. But don't worry about it, if you leave it out, it's not a problem. Alright? No, it's not going to be dictation. You're going to write, everybody's going to write from their memory. I'm going to give you as much help as possible. We're going to review before we write. We're going to review the whole thing before we write. Hadith number 19. Yeah. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Huh?
Is it istisna? My question from last week for hadith 19.
Can you say that?
Right.
Allahu a'lam. I know. I didn't really think about it, so I don't want to say now. You know. No. Let me just turn this off.
Means weak
verb? Yeah, mu'tal verb.
I don't understand.
We had that in the book 2, inshallah, in the end of book 2. But it just means that there are certain verbs, let me turn this off. There are certain verbs that have a weak letter. Aleph, waw, or ya. In the beginning, middle, or end. If it has a weak letter, that's called a weak verb, mu'tal. Means it has a defect. It has a weak letter. This one, huh?
But it has not
da'atun. No. This is not a verb. This is not a noun. This is a verb. Da'a is a verb. You can't take taramabutu. Only nouns take. This word is the masdar for da'a. Da'a is the verb. This is the masdar here.
This is past tense.
Past tense. That's right. Past tense. Oh yeah, somebody, where's that? Where's that bag at? Okay, I'll take it out. Give it to whoever wants. Take it out.
Number 6, it doesn't work.
PDF file for book number 2?
Yeah, lesson number 6 is not working.
And the PDF file, the lesson number 6 is there?
It's there, but it doesn't work.
What do you mean it doesn't work?
I couldn't get it to play.
Recording?
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about the recording?
Yeah. I couldn't get it to play.
Okay, I have to check that when I'm home.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, but send me a message.
Okay, I will.
I'll forward it to the brother who's in charge of that.
Okay.
And see if he can fix it. He'll probably have to just replace the recording, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with it. I mean, okay. You know. But there's a brother. He's a technical engineer, computer engineer. So we'll refer to him and let him.
Okay.
Try to fix it, inshallah. Wa yakum. Alaykum salam. Okay, there's a level 3. Hopefully, inshallah. That's our hope. That's our hope, yeah. Okay. Walaikum salam. You're welcome, brother. Oh, yeah. Can some brothers help him get downstairs on the wheelchair? If two or three brothers can help him, so somebody can take the chair down, somebody can help him.